Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you all. Good to see everybody. You know, God is good. Yeah, very good. One of the things I want to say is that, and I don't know whether I've said it before, but I'll say it now so that you'll know I've said it, that the devil does not like you. It really doesn't like you. And it says that the devil is constantly praying day and night, sending accusations against us, against you and I. But we're thankful for Jesus who intercedes on our behalf. And one of the things I want to say, even as we were watching and we were praying, in fact, we were worshiping that song about what, you know, when I got up earlier, I just felt in my heart so strongly that if there's one thing where you're going to be attacked on, it's going to be your identity, who you are in Christ. This is the ground where you have to stand and actually understand what God has done for you through Jesus. So in Revelation chapter number 5, it basically said that there were some scrolls that needed to be opened. And they said they looked for somebody in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and they could not find anybody. And so the Apostle John then begins to weep because there was nobody that was found that was worthy enough to open these scrolls and to reveal what was written on the inside of them. And as he began to weep, and then it says, then I think it is one of the 24 elders says, don't weep. It says, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne, he is worthy to open the scroll and its seals and to do what? And to read what was inside. And it says that, for he was slaughtered, and by his blood he ransomed people for God from every tribe and every nation and every language. And then the scripture then goes on to say that we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And they did not love their lives unto death. You have to recognize what Jesus did for you. You have to recognize, this is where the battle is going to be. Your identity. This is why Paul spends an elaborate amount of time in the scriptures. And we all know that Paul was somebody that was on a mission to destroy Christians and kill them. He was there when Stephen got killed. He was there. But when he encountered the Lord Jesus Christ, something happened to him that he forgot all the things that he did, and he found his identity in Christ. This is where we win the battle, is just by accepting what Jesus did for us on the what? On the cross. That's where our identity is. And so I just want to encourage you with that this morning. And so, now that's off my chest. I really feel strongly, this identity thing, this is where the battle, we struggle a lot whether God loves us. We struggle a lot whether God will do things for us. But you got to know this, that this is the one thing we need to be assured of what the Word of God says about us. And this is why it says that when you were bruised, he says he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. There was a transaction that took place on the cross. And because of that transaction, there's things, benefits that come because of that. So we have to constantly, everything that the Lord Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, we have to claim it. If you don't claim it, it's like winning the lottery or the lotto and you don't go and cash in your ticket. I bet you if you won 50 million, you probably wouldn't be here on this Sunday morning. You'd be going, calling up and say, hey, I got the numbers. Where can I get my money? Because you've recognized that the ticket is the identity, that the prize is what? Is yours. So please, Father, I thank you this morning for these, your wonderful people. And as we gather around your word today, open up our eyes, Lord God, that we may see and hear what it is that you're saying to each of us in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm just going to spend a little bit of time with you this morning. And I've entitled this message, hashtag blessed. And the reason why I did that is that, you know, are we really sure we know what blessed means? This word blessed has become is probably one of the most misused words in our generation. When people say I'm blessed, they usually mean my life is comfortable, things are going my way, I have what I want, everything looks good on the inside. And so if you scroll through social media on Instagram or TikTok, everybody's very good at projecting a life that sounds good. So somebody posts their new house and they say, I'm blessed. They buy a new car, I'm blessed. I've seen people, you know, those videos that do when the car with the big bow and everybody's screaming when their partner buys them a car and they say, oh, I'm blessed. God has blessed me. And then you get the promotion at work, and which is all good. The holiday, the relationship, everybody's just saying, I am blessed. But without realizing, we start to create an internal definition that blessed is equal to successful. Blessed is equal to wealthy. It is equal to comfortable. And it's equal to visible wins. But if that's what blessed means, what do you say about the person who's mourning? The person who is struggling? The one who is walking through the hardships of life? The person facing persecution, loss, pressure, or pain, what do we say about them? Are they not blessed? Has God forgotten them? Are they somehow less blessed because their life doesn't look Instagram perfect or social media perfect? Deep down, we have to realize that, you know, this definition of blessing can't be right. Something in us knows that this definition of blessing is too shallow, it's too fragile, it is too thin. Because if it is based on circumstances, then that means that the blessing can be taken away. If it's based on possessions, then it becomes a competition. If it's just about the photos that we see, then blessing becomes about performance. And I wonder, this definition, what if our definition of blessed is completely wrong? What if the Bible's definition is far deeper, it is stronger, it is richer, and possibly opposite to what we think? What if the blessed person in Scripture doesn't look like anything that we see on social media or what we might perceive? What if it's not something that you show? What if being blessed or having a blessing is something you carry? Not something you post, but something you live. Not something that fades with the seasons, but something rooted in God Himself. And so today, over the next 15 minutes, we're going to look at what God calls blessed. And it might surprise you. It might confront you. But I feel that there's going to be a freedom that will come. You see, in Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. This word blessed in Psalm chapter 1 is it's from the Hebrew word pronounced ashrei, meaning deeply happy, flourishing, moving forward. It is a life advancing in the right direction, but it is also a person that is aligned with God's way. They're not blessed because of success, but they are blessed because they are aligned with the ways of God. They delight in the law of the Lord. they become like a tree. They are nourished, they're stable, they're fruitful. Their life is shaped by God's word. Not the world's noise, it's shaped by the word. So alignment. Blessed means a life that is aligned with the Lord. You'll be nourished, you'll be stable, you'll be fruitful, regardless of the season that you're in. So that when you go through those difficult seasons, you're not saying, oh my goodness, I am cursed. Something is wrong with me. I must have done something for me to deserve what I'm going through. This is why the scripture says in James, count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you fall into various what? Trials. Because there is something that it is producing on the inside of you. Now I wonder, I've never really seen anybody on social media say, look, I would just like to confess that I am blessed because I'm going through a very hard time. You know, that vehicle that I posted, not me, somebody would have posted of, the vehicle coming in with a bow. I wonder whether the same person will post when the vehicle is collected. And they say, because you've not been able to pay to make the payments on the car, we are collecting it. How come they don't post that? It's only the good stuff that is posted. Psalm 1 doesn't say, blessed is the one with money, blessed is the one with success. It doesn't say, blessed is the one with status or the one whose life looks perfect. It says, blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but delights in the law of the Lord, and he meditates on that law day and night. So blessed is the one whose life is aligned with God. Because this life that is aligned with God, irrespective of the season of life that you're in, you will still be nourished. You will still be fruitful. You will be stable. Yes, you will go through a hard time. But guess what? This is why it gave the example that if you're aligned with God, that even if you're going through difficult times, like a tree that is by the rivers of water, that is constantly getting nourishment, you will get nourishment even during those difficult times. Amen? Psalm 84, verse 47 says, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. And then verse 12 says, blessed is the man who trusts in you. This word blessed again in Psalm 84 is similar to the one in Psalm 1, except the emphasis is not alignment, but it's about abiding. Meaning joyful, fulfilled, favored, a person strengthened by God's presence. This person has an inner resilience because of their nearness, because of the nearness of God in their lives. So what makes this person blessed? Where they dwell. They are at home in God's presence. Where do they get their strength from? God is their source. And how they journey. So even in the valley of Baca, this is a very dry place. This is how they journey, that even through the hardship, they recognize that the Lord is the one that strengthens them. That they still go through those difficult times because God is with them. Why is this person blessed? Because of whom they trust. They rely on God in every season. You know, when Joshua said, choose for yourselves today who you will follow, God or somebody else. And then he declares, he says, he makes this declaration that as for me and my house, we will serve the what? We will serve the Lord. So there comes a time where, you see, we trust God in every season. whether it's a good season, whether it's a bad season. There was a time once when one of my kids was born, and I've mentioned this story before, and they told us that, look, you know, they encouraged us that this child has got, has put the potential to have a lot of abnormalities. So the best thing you can do is possibly terminate the pregnancy. And we thought, oh, okay. I don't know. I remember that night we went to Connect Group and we just expressed, we told all our people that, hey, this is what they told us at the hospital. We had to come to a point of making a decision. And I sort of like said, this is just in my own thinking, that I said, Lord, at that time we had two kids. This was the third one. I said, Lord, you've given us two kids, and I quoted, like, that are seemingly, in quotes, normal. And now potentially this other one that's going to come has the potential to be, have these abnormalities. So we said, so Lord, we're not going to be doing the termination thing. We'll see it through. And whatever comes, comes. My exact words were, I remember I was in Alice Springs at 7 Aldridge Street, and I went outside and I saw it was a beautiful dark night and you could see the stars. And I said, no matter what happens, no matter what comes, I believe that God, you will give us the grace that we need to be able to do what? To endure and to deal with what we have to deal with. And I remember saying, Lord, if this child comes out the way that they're predicting, I have no problem with you. I'm not going to hold it against you. And by God's grace, you know, what they had predicted did not turn out the way that they wanted. Because, you see, it can't be a faith that we are good when things are going good. Yes, I'm blessed. And then when things don't go well, I'm cursed. Somehow we have to find the blessing of God even in those very, very dark times. You see, blessing is not about achievement, but it's about abiding in God, abiding in His presence. It's not about outward success, but the inner strength that comes from who? From God. The inner strength that comes from God. The person, the blessed person in Psalm 84, longs for God, finds their strength, they're strengthened in God. They journey with God and they trust Him even in the difficult times. So blessed is the one whose life is carried by God's presence even in the dry and painful what? Painful seasons. Blessed, you are blessed when God is your strength while life is difficult. Blessed is the one who draws strength from God, not from circumstances. And in Matthew chapter 5, so we know that, number one, we are blessed because we are aligned with God's word. We are blessed because we are strengthened by God's presence. And in Matthew chapter 5, it really turns it on its head. It says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And it says, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. So Jesus arrives in Matthew chapter 5 and he turns the whole definition of blessed upside down. The word that is used here of blessed in Matthew chapter 5 is a Greek word makarios, which means deeply favored, approved by God, spiritually prosperous, and happy regardless of the circumstances that they're in. Listen carefully to those that Jesus calls blessed: the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, the persecuted. Blessed are the people who look the opposite of blessed. Jesus is teaching this. Blessing is not about a life that looks full, but a heart that knows its need. Blessed are the poor in spirit, because they are the ones who know they need God. Blessed are those who mourn, the ones who feel deeply and they run to God. Blessed are the meek, the ones who don't need to dominate to be powerful. And blessed are the persecuted, the ones who choose righteousness even when it costs them. So what is Jesus saying to you and I today? He's saying you're blessed. Blessed are you not when everything is going your way, but when your heart is going God's way. You are blessed when you hunger for righteousness, when you show mercy, when you keep a pure heart, when you make peace, and when you stand firm under pressure of persecution. Blessed is a life pleasing to God, not merely trying to be impressive to people. So there is an approval. This blessing here is that it's the approval of God that we're chasing, not the approval of man. So this blessed life is not found in the world's definition. Now you can probably tell that I do not like when people post wealth and somehow they, and we know that sometimes, of course, the Lord blesses people, I get all that. But you don't need to tell us that. You should know it and that's enough, eh? You don't have to let everybody know. And I wonder why people do that. Because it's not, I think that the moment we start to equate wealth with blessed, that God has blessed me, what about those that don't have? Does that mean that God hasn't blessed them? There are some people in this life that will never drive a car in their life because of where they live. Does that mean they're not blessed? So I guess the definition of what we call a blessed life needs to sort of like have a, we need to do a rethink. We do know that the blessing of the Lord maketh one rich, but he adds no sorrow to it. But I guess this is the thing. I mean, it really ticks me off when I see, you know, scrolling. And even I've seen, you know, some of my own family, they, you know, something good happens to them. Oh, the Lord loves me, blessed me, and I get it. But that's not for public consumption. There are some things that, you know, are not for public consumption. And I wonder why that people do it. They do it. It doesn't matter. This is the generation, of course, that likes to flaunt its wealth. But I wonder when the car is being repossessed because you can't make the repayments, how come you don't post and say, I'm blessed, even when they're taking the car? I don't know, you know, so. So the blessed life is not based, is not found in the world's definition. It's not in comfort. It's not in possessions. It's not in appearance. It is because you are aligned with God's word. You are carried and you are strengthened by his presence. And your approval is from God. And I wonder, will we choose God's definition of blessed over the world's version? And I'm just going to get the team to come back up, wherever they are. The blessed life, success, flaunting of wealth. Eh? And there's, look, please, I am not bashing people that I just don't like it. That's just a personal thing, like, you know, the equating of blessing of it because, oh yeah, I got a new Mercedes-Benz, God has blessed me and God loves me more. But we do know that there are people that will never drive these things. There are people that will never buy a house. But they're still blessed by the same God that has given you that house. And it's okay to celebrate that. Please, I'm not saying don't celebrate when God does things for you. But I'm saying, I think we need to sort of like have a revamp of what our definition is. Because there's a freeing that comes, because it's quite easy when people see that, when they see wealth, they begin to equate that with the blessing of God. And I think that's a warped way of looking at blessing. Because what happens to those that don't have, then all of a sudden they must think there's something wrong with me, or that I'm cursed. God has cursed me. I ain't got nothing. So surely there must be something wrong with me. Father, we thank you this morning. Let's stand. That we are blessed because we are aligned with your word. We are blessed because we are strengthened by you. That no matter what we're going through in our life, we draw nourishment, we draw strength from you. And that we have your approval. That we can say, Lord God, that when we're going through difficult times in our lives, that as it says in James, that we will count it all joy when we fall into various trials, because it is producing something within us. That even when we are persecuted because of calling up, because we are known to call upon your name, we would recognize that we are blessed. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the blessed life, that we will celebrate alignment with you, being strengthened by you, being approved by you, that we are blessed. I just thank you, Lord God, for how good you are to each and every one of us. I thank you for your people this morning. And I just want to invite, if you've never given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I just invite you to repeat this after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me on the cross and for giving me eternal life. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins today and I choose to follow you all the days of my life. Amen. Father, I thank you. That is you this morning saying, hey, you know, I want to give my life to the Lord, or to recommit myself to the Lord. Just raise your hand so that I can see, so we can give you something and walk with you. Father, I thank you for each and every person in here, that they are special in your sight. That, Lord, as they leave this place, they would recognize that we live, we are blessed by our location. Just by our location, we are blessed by you. That, Lord, we would choose to be aligned with you. We would choose to be strengthened with you. We will choose your approval over the world's approval. Bless your people this morning. Let's sing. And let's sing it from the bottom of your heart. In Jesus' name. Thank you. God bless you.